Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon if you live in the Eastern time zone. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio, AFR.net. If you want to contact us via Facebook or watch the show on Facebook or YouTube, we're not banned. We're not even in timeout for anything we've done here yet. So, I said yet. So, and go to our Facebook or YouTube page, just type in Today's Issues, and you can engage us there. We're posting the stories that we're talking about here on American Family Radio's Today's Issues program. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Steve Jordahl, newsman.
Newsman.
Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Steve Jordahl, Anchorman.
For the legend.
Okay. In his own mind.
Yes. All right, Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Central time zone guy. What are you leading with today on our news show here?
You guys remember when the Iran hostage thing was going on in '79 and '80, and Walter Cronkite?
How can we forget?
He would start his newscast with
day 400.
Well, it's day 33.
Was that Ted Koppel or Walter Cronkite?
That was Walter. I think Koppel.
No, I think that was Koppel.
Was it Koppel?
I think that was Nightline.
That's how Nightline started.
Yeah, that's right. It was Koppel.
Yeah.
All right. It's day 33. Of the government shutdown, the partial government shutdown.
Bum, 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 bum.
Exactly. And just the only news we got, the two sides don't seem any closer together, although Congress is going to, it looks like they're going to do some kind of action, although neither of these bills, there's a Republican bill and a Democrat bill, and neither one of them are going to be able to pass in the Senate. But just so people think that they are doing something, the Republican bill is endorsed by President Trump. This can be voted on tomorrow. It'll ask for $5.7 billion for a wall. In exchange, it offers temporary protection for unauthorized immigrants, including Dreamers brought to the United States as children. The Democrat bill has already passed the House. It would fund the government until February 8th, allowing lawmakers to negotiate on funding for the border wall without the extra crisis of a government shutdown. I guarantee you that that's a non-starter. They just want a victory on the shutdown. So not a whole lot happening there, but.
Let me just say something, too, here on a very serious note, and that is there are a lot of people who work for the federal government who aren't getting paychecks right now.
And I think they're missing their second one this week.
And these are people who have house notes. Mm-hmm. And car notes, and their kids are in college, and it's real life that goes on for them. you know, so those people are kind of caught in the crosshairs, if you will, of this government shutdown. Now, I understand why the president's doing it, and they do too. I think many of them, maybe who even support him, but doesn't mean they they can go on
right indefinitely
without a paycheck. So, of course, I would dare say most federal government employees are Democrats. They vote Democrat.
Because they were centered in D.C. back in the
Democrat and, Beltway. And they just, but not all of them, but they really.
These government workers all across the country.
Yeah, really, I don't, it really doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I'm just saying that they're fellow Americans who are caught in this middle of this. And so hopefully it'll come to a resolution really soon so they can be paid. Now, they will be paid back pay. So some people categorized it as, well, vacation, free vacation. Well, okay, maybe a week or two, I could see that. You get into a month, 2 months,
yeah,
and the banks call them wanting their money, and it's not a vacation anymore.
Right.
It's a high-stress situation.
Yeah.
So we need to be thoughtful about that and help those families and pray for them.
I did see a list yesterday on Fox of there's a lot of banks, credit card companies. The banks are offering interest-free loans to these government workers. Credit card companies are offering to suspend payments until the thing is over. There's a lot of people that are going in and trying to make that lack of ability to pay bills easier because they understand it's not the fault of the government workers. So there's people and businesses that are trying to help, which does help. I was glad to hear that.
Yes, and it's a good thing that Tim said, because we do need to remember that these, to some extent, these people are just caught in the crossfire and they can't help it. They may have an opinion on either right. side, but they're still suffering. Yeah,
it didn't make a difference.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, did you see where the Democrat congressman from Minnesota is saying, give President Trump the money and let's move on? I know he's a minority in the Democrat Party, but it makes you wonder. Steny Hoyer, the number two guy for the Democrats, I've seen him on Fox News. He doesn't sound like he's in complete agreement with Nancy Pelosi.
We have that, if you want to hear him say that.
Let's hear it. He's number two.
He's the number two. He's a Democrat from Maryland. This is the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer.
Look, I don't think this is an issue of morality. It's an issue of does it work? We've supported substantial restraints. We've supported fencing. My own view is this is not an issue of morality.
Do you think a wall or barrier is racist?
I don't talk in those terms. Yeah. I don't think that's the way we ought to look at it. There are an awful lot of people who just believe a wall in and of itself will not work, and the wall is not the best place to spend money. That's what I believe.
So for the people...
Stop that.
He was talking with Brett Baer. Brett Baer, yes.
I would just say this, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this. I'm just making an opinion. He doesn't believe what he just said, that last part of it, that a wall doesn't work. Because when asked about this, and maybe that's in that same interview.
It was coming up, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's okay.
There you go, Tim. Good job. Interrupt your own point. Do we have to go back to rewind, or can we start right there? All right. Well, anyway, he goes on to say, Brett Baer says, well, should we tear down the walls that are already in existence since they don't work? And he says, no, to my point. He doesn't. When he says, I don't believe they're effective, or I don't believe they don't work, he's got to have something. Give me something. He doesn't call them immoral. So he's got to have something. I'll just say they don't work.
Well,
it's unprovable. Who's going to say to me, well, they do work, and I'm going to get into a debate about whether they're effective or not. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So anyway. Well, he does specify that a wall in and of itself doesn't work. He was very careful to say a wall basically all by itself, in and of itself, which you could interpret
who believes
to mean,
that?
Well, that's right. You could interpret that to mean, well, if you just have a wall but no border agents no drones, then it's not going to work. Well, of course, but that's not what we're talking about. And to your point, he later goes on to say, we would have heard it if we had gone long enough.
But I do think there's an undercurrent, again, with a minority in the Democrat Party. I don't know how many there are of them, and maybe you could find some equal in the Republican Party who don't agree with President Trump on holding out over this. I don't know, but when you hear Denny, when number two Democrat is going on Fox News and he's disagreeing with Nancy Pelosi basically on some stuff like this, and some Democrats are going, what's the big deal, $5 billion for a wall or a whatever you want to call it, an impediment at the border. What's the big deal about why are we holding up the government over this? And we all know why Nancy Pelosi's holding up the government over this.
Like what Joy Behar said, we are so desperate to get him out of the out of office.
So anything he's for, we're against.
Right.
So anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Steve, what's next?
The pro-life cause took a little bit of a hit yesterday with a couple actions. A judge in the Midwest struck down what's known as a heartbeat bill in Iowa. The fetal heartbeat bill, and that's the bill was a bill that said once you can hear or detect a heartbeat from the baby, which is generally at 3-4 weeks of pregnancy, as I understand. Not a doctor, and I don't play one on the radio, but you shouldn't be able to abort that baby. And so a judge struck that down, saying it was counter both to due process and equal protection provisions of the Iowa Constitution. and not being narrowly tailored to serve the competing interest of the state promoting potential life. So it's a very poor statement. It's certainly
I don't even understand
counter to
that.
The due process and equal protection of the unborn child.
I don't even understand that statement.
What did the judge say?
The judge said
is it a federal judge?
It is a state judge. It said that the Iowa heartbeat bill is unconstitutional by the Iowa Constitution. It doesn't align with the it's illegal. He struck down the heartbeat bill. And then in New York, the New York Senate.
By the way, that case will go forward, so all is not lost.
In the Iowa court system, right. Yeah. The New York legislature has passed the most wide-ranging late-term abortion permission or legalization in the country. I wanted to just – this was a very disappointing loss, although really nobody expected the pro-life side to win in New York. But this was – if we could play cut nine, this was the reaction in the chamber – when this bill passed, listen to this. That is the sound of people cheering for adding abortion to the New York Constitution, allowing non-physicians to commit abortions, allowing abortion through the third trimester, and repealing protections for surviving babies. That was what they were cheering. And
this passed in the New York what?
It passed in New York.
Not New York City, the state.
The state of New York.
How? What was the margin?
The vote was in the Senate was 38-24.
That's demonic. They repealed protections for babies who survive abortions. Mm-hmm. So now what? A doctor or even a non-physician who performs, as you put it, I like your word, commits an abortion, can now what? They just leave the baby out?
They cannot be charged with a crime if the baby is born alive and they do nothing to try to save it. Live action was tweeted out a disgusting picture of
New York now.
New York.
New York. The state of New York is, made up of secularists and a majority, I would say. And progressivism. That's what they believe, abortion on demand. And it's pretty much taken over the whole state of New York. There are some good folks there, some good Christians but their numbers.
That just makes me sick. That is
sickening because, the Democrats used to, I don't know how many Republicans joined in here, hopefully not any, but the Democrats used to have a view that abortion should be legal, but it's regrettable.
Right. Legal, and rare. I think
that's what Bill
there.
Clinton ran on. Right, safe, yeah. Legal, and rare. Now they're cheering it, and I think your word demonic, if biblically speaking, is appropriate here. We're talking about they're celebrating child sacrifice, basically.
I mean, this is paganism,
right?
Because in pagan Rome, they used to do what they called expose unwanted born brand new babies. The mom or the dad, usually the dad had the power of life or death. He said, I don't want this baby. Go take it to the edge of the woods and the animals will kill it. And that was pagan Rome. And that is a pagan idea, what New York just passed. If the baby is born, survives the abortion, you're allowed to just let it stay on the countertop until it dies.
And that's where Christians actually got their good name in the community because they would go around and pick up these babies and care for them,
yes.
And adopt them. Governor Cuomo of New York added insult to injury when he demanded that the Freedom Tower, the tower that they built on the bodies of 3,000 Americans to proclaim our freedom, he lit that up in pink to celebrate, quote, unquote, this passage of this bill.
It's wicked.
That's wicked. Mm. I don't know. I just
Andrew Cuomo is a bigot, too. He's the one who he's the governor of New York. He's the one a couple of years ago who said the pro-lifers are not welcome in the state of New York.
Right.
And he also said anybody who doesn't believe in homosexual, quote, marriage is unwelcome in the state of New York. So.
Keep your pagan state.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's very upsetting.
Well. This is the state legislature representing the people, not all the people, 38-24. I'm sure a lot of New Yorkers are grieving right now, but this is this is the most extreme law I've seen regarding abortion.
It is, and this is what people are now saying. I think those on that want to moderate, it's hard to put people into categories all the time, but I'm hearing this from kind of both sides of the aisle, conservatives and liberals. If you do away with Roe v. Wade at the federal level, the handling of abortion goes back to the states, and these are the kind of bills that you're likely to see, which is far more gruesome and permissive than anything that Roe v. Wade or Doe v. Bolton allows on a federal level. So there are some people who say, stop, wait just a minute before you throw away Roe v. Wade, because it could get worse in some places.
Well, I don't know how.
I don't know.
How could it possibly get worse? All it will mean is that states like New York will continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Now, this is... Well, we just need to continue to fight, because I heard a story this morning on Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Jackson was doing it. He was talking about a new poll talking about young people. 57% support are pro-life, and according to one poll.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, that's encouraging. So we just need to continue.
Well, you know what's happened is – I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I was going to say we just need to continue this fight, because even if we can't change laws like this passed by the monstrous – the monsters in the New York State Assembly, we can encourage individual women to preserve the lives of their unborn children.
Tell you what, if I were in the assembly hall, I'd have been scared lightning was going to strike.
Really? That's what I just, that's frightening.
Huh? That's reviling. That's, again, it's one thing to sin and I guess have a conviction about maybe you shouldn't be doing this, or some caution.
Right.
Or maybe ignorance of what you're doing. It's another thing to know full well what you're doing.
And Andrew Cuomo, who lit up the
Freedom Tower,
he's proud
Freedom
of
Tower
it.
In pink. Is he a practicing Catholic?
I think
this
so.
This is considered a mortal sin. This is considered a support of abortion. Considered a sin that sends you to hell. And
how could a governor practicing Catholic? The Catholic Church is the most pro-life.
That's right.
Well, one of the most pro-life organizations in the country or the world.
Never stopped Pelosi or Feinstein or any of those.
Well, Feinstein's not Catholic, is she?
Oh,
he's Catholic.
He is Catholic.
Cuomo is Catholic.
Pelosi is. I'm not. If Feinstein is not.
I think Feinstein.
She's Jewish.
She's Jewish.
Sorry, Ms. Feinstein.
If you're listening,
if what Cuomo did here, the governor of New York, can't get you excommunicated,
right?
Yeah.
Then I don't know what can.
Yeah.
I'm not a Catholic. I have a lot of Catholic friends. I don't know exactly the excommunication process. Of course, that's the ultimate, right?
Right. They can deny them. I think they're supposed to deny
Mass?
Them. Yeah. Communion.
Deny them communion, and that's up to the local priest.
The Eucharist.
The priest in the local diocese cannot excommunicate somebody. I believe that has to come through Rome. But they can deny them fellowship with the body, is basically what they're saying.
The Catholic Church teaches that the human being is sacred, and and that life begins at conception. True?
Correct.
Right.
That's also, by the way, medically true and biologically true.
Yes.
So the theology of the Catholic Church on that is consistent with with biology. So my point is, Cuomo is a Catholic and he's celebrating the death of unborn babies, really the murder of unborn babies, how can you remain? How do you not get chastised in some form or fashion? But I guess what remains to be seen. But it's not a new. The Kennedys were like this, weren't they?
I don't know if the Kennedys were.
Or maybe not. Maybe not.
They were Catholic.
JFK. Ted was.
Ted Kennedy.
Teddy was. Yeah.
So I've always been curious about that. How do these Catholic politicians get away with being pro-abortion? So
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. Network. What's next, Steve?
Two more things I'd like to get to, one a little lighter than the other, but let's talk about the president yesterday announced the renomination of 51 federal judicial nominees.
Good for him.
That were left over from the Congress. They are all conservatives that were recommended by different vetting groups. Among them is Brian Buescher, who was the judicial nominee up in Nebraska, who caught heat from Kamala Harris and Macy Hirono for his membership in the Knights of Columbus, if you remember.
Yes.
We talked about that. He is up for a renomination. Missing from the list, according to Fox News, is there are several conservatives that are up for a seat on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a very liberal Ninth Circuit, but President Trump was going to bypass a tradition which is called a blue slip in California. It's a tradition in the Senate. He was going to bypass it with regard to California nominees. The blue slip says that your senators have a right to say, no, this is our home state. We know something about this, and we oppose or we support. He did not challenge that blue slip for that. The Judicial Crisis Network has announced in a statement that it's going to launch a $1.5 million national advertising campaign, both television and on the internet, calling on Democrats to support these 51 judges. So
he withdrew the conservative judges?
No, I think he just isn't going to challenge the blue slip thing, I think is what it is. The drama surrounding the last NFL game for New Orleans this season is continuing, and now ticket holders are suing the NFL over this game. They want it replayed, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. It's really funny. One of the somebody put together a Madden game. You know how John Madden, the Madden NFL?
Right.
And I don't know how they did it, but they got the exact play, and this is what it sounded like.
Breeze now on third and goal. That's incomplete, but there is a flag down. So hang on. A big call coming on third down.
Pass interference. Defense.
Even if you can't get it in real life, at least in the Madden game, the refs got it right. But
oh, man.
They are the restaurant in Memphis, which is known for its Louisiana cuisine in support of the Saints, is holding a funeral. Following the grossly negligent homicide by the NFL, the New Orleans Saints, and these ticket holders are suing Commissioner Roger Goodell.
You know who's caught in the middle of this thing is the poor Rams fans.
Yeah.
And the poor Rams. Ed's over here. He's been a lifelong Rams fan. He waits his every 25 years or so for his Super Bowl to come up. And now it's going to be
It'll
be illegitimate even if they beat the Patriots. But the Rams had nothing to do with it. It was a blown call by the refs, as we all know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Zebras won.
Huh?
Zebras won and Saints zero. Yeah. So this is taking on a life. So you can understand the frustration, I think, if you're
Sure. You can't
a Saints fan.
You can't sue the NFL and make
Well, you can because they are.
Well, that's true. You can. You can sue over anything and for anything in America. Doesn't mean you're going to win, but I even said publicly on the air Monday, I said, "Listen, the Saints you fans, you got robbed." That was clearly a blown call.
Right.
Cost you a trip to the Super Bowl. I understand it, but it's over. And
see what the courts have to say about it now, though. I think
who dat got robbed?
Who dat?
Yeah.
Anyway,
what if you have a judge who's a Saints fan?
I guess know.
The, and he says replay it.
I guess the moral of that story is life ain't fair.
No. Okay.
Huh?
Yep.
Well, don't go say that down in the streets of New Orleans somewhere.
I know. But hey, we've all had something like that probably happen in our lives. We go, there's just not justice in this world anymore. All right. Have a good afternoon, everybody. And stay listening. Keep listening to AFR.